The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord.
And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. Is there something that can stop or hinder God from doing his amazing, life-giving, and transformative work in each and every one of us? Is there something that can be an obstacle? The gospel says that there is lack of faith. Faith is a free and gratuitous gift from God, but it has to be received wholeheartedly. One has to want it, to own it, to live it, to celebrate it, and to nurture it. Inasmuch as God desires the very best for us, he does not force himself to us. He does not come to us like a battalion of army coming from the outside, invading us, whether we like it or not. No, he comes knocking, asking to be let in, and it is up to us to open the door and let him in, or we can also slam the door if we want to. But we know that apart from him, there is no life. What areas in your life right now that you desperately need transformation, where you need an infusion of new life, yet same transformation and new life have been so elusive? I remember a few years ago, I met a woman who suffered from terrible emotional abuse from her boyfriend, and she knew that the relationship was toxic and abusive, yet she was afraid to be alone. And she did not have the courage to leave him, and the abuse went on for years. Her self-esteem was almost completely destroyed, and she even contemplated taking her life. When she had nowhere to go, she went to the church, to the nearest church from where she was living that time, and she happened to talk to me that day. We had a conversation, and she recounted most of the things that happened in their life. And after a few days, I received an email from her, and she thanked me for the conversation. And she said, "I realized that God has tried so many times to rescue me from the toxic and abusive relationship through other people who pleaded me before to leave him. Yet, I wasn't listening." Her attachment to him, despite the abuse, was so strong that she was shutting down even the tiny voice of her conscience telling her, "There's a way out here." you don't have to stay in this relationship. You are not married yet. You can still start a new life. Leave him. Then she said that it was only actually after that visit when she poured her heart out to the Lord that she started to let God enter in, and she found a new appreciation of herself. She said that she couldn't believe how she had been so deaf and blind to the messages of God through other people. And she said that it was basically her lack of faith that was stopping the transformation and new life that God wants for her. It was her lack of faith. So reflecting on this, my dear friends, are you letting God enter into those areas that needs transformation, areas that needs infusion of new life? May our prayer today be, Lord, increase my faith, remove my unbelief.